Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I am contacting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Do you have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Maybe just a couple of minutes.
Actually, it takes a little bit less than five. Am I speaking with Michael? Okay, thank you so much. And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so okay, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I are 100% that I will vote.
Okay, so that you definitely vote, probably vote?
100% I will vote.
Yes, actually.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. I will vote. However you want to write it down, I am going to vote.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican?
No, absolutely not. Yes. Strong Republican.
Thank you. Would you call your strong Republican? Thank you. What is your age?
52.
Thank you, sir. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, black,
my race?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm white.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied?
No.
Very dissatisfied?
Totally dissatisfied.
Okay, very dissatisfied. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
100%.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
0.
Okay.
Wait, can I go past 0, like negative 100%?
It's just from 0 to 100.
Oh, well, then, yeah, I guess that'll have to do.
MAGA Republican, from 0 to 100.
MAGA Republican?
Yes.
Did you say MAGA?
Yes.
100%. 100%.
Okay. Janelle Bonham.
Who?
Janelle Bonham.
Janelle?
Mm-hmm.
Janelle Bonham?
Yes. No opinion, don't know, never heard of, or a scale from 0 to 100.
Janelle Bowman?
Bynum.
Say the name again?
Bynum. Janelle.
Joseph Biden?
No, it's not Joseph. It's Janelle Bynum.
Don't know.
Okay. Joe Biden?
0.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
0.
Okay. Project 2025.
You know, I don't know enough about that. I don't know anything about it.
Would that be no opinion, don't know, never heard of?
Don't. No. I just said I don't know. I said I don't know. Literally, I said I don't know.
Republicans in Congress?
50%.
Mm-hmm. Lori Chavez?
Dreamer. 75.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
75.
Thank you. And the elections for U.S. Congress were held. If Actually, if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Republicans.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Republican Donald Trump? Democrat Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump will definitely win the election. However, when they cheat, it's kind of hard to...
Would that be Republican Donald Trump? Or?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, the mayor, or Democrat Janelle Bunham? These names are just weird.
Lori Chavez, Dreamer.
Lori Dreamer. Thank you, sir. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in 2024 of November? Is there a fair chance that you
zero.
Might?
There is a zero chance.
Okay. So the answers here are fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, no chance at all.
Okay. There's a no chance at all.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would that be the answer strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved?
Strongly disapproved.
Okay. We're almost done, I promise. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez, the Dreamer, is handling her job as your member of Congress? Would that be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you, sir. Now, I am going to read to you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress in this case. I will be talking to with you about Lori Chavez, the Dreamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez, the Dreamer, for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Okay, I'll read them out. Chavez, the Dreamer, is a mega extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and has in his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposals would raise taxes on the middle classes while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more mega extremists. Would that be a great deal? Quite a bit? Just some? Not at all.
I guess I totally lost track of how you're asking the question.
Okay. So basically the saying is it's concerns for some people that have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress in this case. Basically is for Lori Chavez, Dreamer. It says to tell how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez. And it's asking you which one would you pick on the statement that I just read, which was a great deal to you, quite a bit, just some or not at all a great deal for you.
Which not at all.
Okay. Serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez, the Dreamer, is making headlines by taking credit for laws that delivered billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation about she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election. Would that be a great deal? Quite a bit? Just some? Not at all.
Yeah, again, you're totally confusing the way you're wording these questions. I don't think it's a concern of mine at all.
Okay, so not at all. Would that be that your answer?
Sure.
Okay.
They're pretty vague answer questions.
It's just the statements that are on here. Well, it's just what I'm reading about. It's just that's all it's saying, and it's just for you to respond to one of the answers. And I understand what you mean. I'm sorry. Travis DeRemer has embraced politicians whose extreme Project 2025 would readily reshape nations in